Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview, and joining us over the phone today is Emery County Commissioner Jordan Leonard. We're going to be doing our biannual update on what's happening over in Emery County. Commissioner Leonard, always a pleasure to have you on. Thanks for taking the time out of your day to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Hey, you bet. Thanks for having me.
And you know, another week goes by and another packed commission meeting for you guys. The fun really never ends, especially when it comes to getting grant money. And there's a few that were at the meeting yesterday. I think a good one to kind of start us off, a good way to dip our toes into the water, to say, is the Trails Grant. So just for people who are listening who might not know, what is the Trails Grant?
Yeah, so the Trails Grant gives an opportunity for cities and different entities in the community to apply for infrastructure type grants, extending different trails in the community. And so if there's a project that needs to be done by an entity, they can apply for funds through our tourism office. And those funds will help with infrastructure projects to build out different trails and signage, different things. So really good to build out trails in our community for our locals as well as visitors as they come.
And then another item yesterday that came along with a grant is the America 250 program. I mean, this is one that comes around once every 250 years celebrating the creation of the United States of America. So what is the America 250 program?
Yeah, this is good. I'm glad we're talking about this. So yeah, America 250, the state has partnered with the federal government to do a big party. So there's a grant that we went after, America 250. It will allow us $3,000 to put towards some events that surround America 250. So the goal of it is to increase patriotism and focus on our history and heritage, which the cool part is our goal as a county is to try to focus on those things so it dovetails in really well with what we're currently doing with our county fair, with our heritage days. We also have speakers that will be coming talking about our heritage. And so it fits in perfect. So we're going after this grant. There's going to be fun activities next year as America 250 happens. We'll have, you know, different activities surrounding these events. So it'll be a lot of fun.
You know, this is something that when I saw it in the meeting, I was really excited that we were bringing it to Emery County. Always fun to help celebrate the history and heritage of America, especially as we reach that big 250. That's incredible that we've made it that far. Now, moving on kind of from the grant focus of things, and more on not necessarily a nitty-gritty, but industry in Emery County. You had a few based around that, and one that really stood out to me is the Inland Port. That's something that has been going on for the past year now, and you guys had a pretty big update yesterday.
Yeah, so we've identified some inland port areas in our community, and just to let the public know, so these are areas that we identify for growth and development. We have an industrial park that we call it just north of the research center in just above Orangeville. That 100 acres we're looking to develop industry. So putting that in an inland port allows the state to focus, to help us recruit, essentially, businesses to come into that area. So we finalized, you know, all the paperwork. Well, there's a few more things we need to do, but finalize some of the big discussion items in commission meeting so that we can move forward with the inland port and the taxing entities. So should be great. Hopefully we can get some businesses in there and, get some growth, some jobs, and some tax base.
You know, it's always exciting seeing how you guys are looking to develop industry within Emery County. And all the research I've done into the Inland Port, I think it's a great thing for both Carbon and Emery County. So I'm glad to see both the counties are getting along and doing an Inland Port project. Now, another one that involves industry is an update on the Industrial Park.
Yeah, so the industrial park, we will have an RFP sent out within the next couple weeks to do a master plan of the industrial park. This includes drainage, development areas, roads. So we'll be sending out that RFP for most likely an engineering company or someone specialized in master plans for industrial parks. So we'll get that finished. Once we get that finished, the goal would be to work with the Inland Port as well as maybe contracting out to a business or someone to help us recruit as well. So that'll be where we're at moving forward. And then after that, we'll have to look for funding to build out infrastructure, water, sewer, power, and build. Maybe there are some buildings that we want to build as a county, and we charge rent. We don't know how it all looks, but we want to have a master plan so that we have different options as we try to grow that 100 acres with business development.
You know, it's always nice to have those options, but let's jump out of the industry and the serious business side of things. Let's talk about some fun things coming up in Emery County. I know one that you as a fisherman are excited for and I'm excited for is Catfish on the Green coming up in June.
Yes, that one's always fun. If anyone likes to go catfishing or fishing, sign up for that tournament. But a lot of fun. Weather's always good. And then, you know, it's always a good turnout. A lot of big fish caught as well. So a lot of fish caught in the 20, 30-inch range. And so good opportunity to catch some fish and have the camaraderie of the fishermen there in Green River.
And, you know, you register now, you get a camp chair. So really, just a great time to start registering for that, getting ready for those summer months. We got one little patch of late spring snow to get through, but then it should be sunny skies, so always good to get Catfish on the Green. And also happening down in Green River, Glen Canyon Exposed is opening up at the museum. Always fun to see what they're doing down at the museum.
Yeah, the museum's a great place to, you know, learn about our community and our county. Green River's a ton of history has happened in Green River with the river there, and the museum's fantastic for not only the locals but the visitors to get information out. And so that'll be a fun activity to have exposure and those booths and different things that they're going to do to share information.
And, you know, the last one I kind of want to talk about you with is Mecca Bike Club. They're having their upcoming festival coming.
Yeah, that one's fun. If anybody's interested in mountain biking, that they take a lot of different trails. I know they give away. I know that in previous years they were giving away different bikes and different things. The food's always good, and so if anyone's interested in mountain biking or bike festivals, the Mecca Bike Festival is a great one to attend for beginners as well as advanced. So a good fun event there.
Now, Commissioner Leonard, unfortunately, we are running out of time, but is there anything you'd like to leave our listeners with?
I think enjoy the spring. Easter's coming up. I know there are a lot of Easter egg hunts, and so, you know, check out the cities and some of the events and activities they're having surrounding Easter. But, yeah, there should be a lot of Easter egg hunts, so get out there and enjoy the weather while it lasts. Yeah, it sounds like it's getting a little cold. But, yeah, look for those local events this week as the community's getting out. That's about all I have to share on some of those things.
Well, Commissioner Leonard, thank you as always for taking the time out of your day to come talk to us. We really appreciate it. Again, that was Emery County Commissioner Jordan Leonard. We're talking about what's happening over in Emery County. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.